This is Earth Notes. There's something different about the streetlights in Flagstaff these days. They're part of an experiment to find a light bulb that won't outshine the town's starry night skies. Flagstaff is the world's first international dark sky city. It passed its first ordinance to combat light pollution in 1958. Back then, low-sodium street lamps with an amber glow were the best technology. More recently, Flagstaff and many other cities have switched from low-sodium to light-emitting diode or LED lights. The new fixtures last longer and can be more energy efficient, but they also glare with bright white light that washes out the stars. The city's planners and engineers have teamed up with astronomers to find a solution. They installed 5 different types of LEDs in neighborhoods around town, including along historic Route 66. The lights are shielded so they beam down onto the streets and sidewalks, not up into the sky. They come in various sizes and styles and mimic the comfortable yellow glow of the old sodium lamps. This so-called warm light emits in a narrow range of the color spectrum, protecting the night sky from unwanted glare. White LEDs, on the other hand, emit in the entire spectrum, including blue, bad for sky glow at night, and possibly even the health of people and wildlife. The results of the Street Lighting for Dark Skies, or SLEDS experiment, will guide planners when they replace Flagstaff's 3,000-plus light bulbs. The goal is to protect dark skies for astronomers at nearby world-class observatories and for everyone who cherishes star-filled skies. This Earth Note was written by Melissa Siviny and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.